for your faithfulness. It's your time. You applauded for the rest. Now it's your time to be blessed. And for your faithfulness, it's your time. You've been faithful. And you've done all. You held on and you were strong. And for your faithfulness, it's your time. You encouraged everyone else when you needed it for yourself. And I want you to know that for your faithfulness, it's your time. You waited and waited.
This is light to guide our feet. The 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page, and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2 in the New Testament. 1 Timothy chapter 2. The reading begins at verse 1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. Wherefore, I am ordained a preacher and an apostle, I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The all-inclusive nature of Christian witness. The all-inclusive nature of Christian witness. Having been saved by the blood of Christ, those of us who now identify ourselves as Christians know that we occupy a special position in the sight of Almighty God. For we are in His Son, Jesus Christ. We are in His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. We are shielded and shadowed and protected and have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of Almighty God. And so, yes, we are special. And being special, one could, if one does not understand the all-inclusivity of that position, allow himself or herself to be lifted up in pride. That indeed is what the adversary would like to do, to lift us in pride because we know we are special. We know that we are in Him who is the only begotten Son of God. But Paul corrects us here as he writes to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 2. We must remember some of Paul's experiences as we read this. Paul had been imprisoned by kings and by rulers and by those in authority, and prison 2,000 years ago was no nice place to be. And even though Paul had been in prison, not for doing some evil or dastardly, tragic, and destructive crime, but he had been in prison for trying to get people saved, but he had been in prison for seeking to rescue the perishing. Paul had been imprisoned by kings and by rulers and by people in authority. He had been sought upon. He had been arrested. He had been brought before them and questioned by people in authority. And yet, he has so been positioned by the Holy Ghost inside of the only begotten Son of Almighty God, that he writes these wonderful words in 1 Timothy chapter 2. Look what this man who has been beaten, has been stoned, has been sought, and whose head will be severed on Nero's chopping block, whose head will be chopped off on Nero's chopping block. And yet, because of his position inside of the only begotten Son of God. And because of the all inclusivity of Christian witness, Paul, under the unction of the Holy Ghost, the very Spirit of God, writes in 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning reading at verse 1, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time, whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without wrath and doubting. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. The Apostle Paul lets us know assuredly that no matter what the situation is, we need to remember the all-inclusivity of Christian witness. We must remember that Christ gave himself for all. We see here in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6, in reference to Christ Jesus, Paul said, who gave himself a ransom for all, A-L-L. Our job is to seek the salvation of all. We see up here in verse 4, Paul says, who will have all men to be saved? We know that because all men will not repent, not all men will be saved, but it is God's will that all men be saved and that none be lost. However, because of the hardness of the hearts of men and women, some men and some women will not be saved, even though Christ gave himself a ransom for all. And God wants all to be saved, even though all will not be saved. Thus, Paul says in the first two verses, verses 1 and 2, he uses that word all. I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. There is a result of those prayers. God acts through the petitions of his saints often. God hears the petitions of the saints. You can moderate the activity of your locale by praying to God. You can moderate and influence the activity of your king, your ruler, your president, your governor, your representative, your senator, your mayor, your city council person, by praying for God. And that's not the only reason. The ultimate reason is that God wants them saved. And so 2,000 years ago, as Rome rode roughshod over the tender plant of the Christian church, Jesus protected it, shattered it under his protective hand. And even though they were able, by the permissive will of God, to destroy, that is, to kill some Christians, still God kept that tender plant alive. And eventually it rose up to rule in Rome. It rose up to win the hearts of men and women. God himself reached out and touched the heart of Constantine in a dream. Almighty God is on our side. We must remember the all-inclusivity of Christian witness. We must witness to everyone. We must pray for everyone. We must have love for everyone. Christ gave himself a ransom for everyone. We must not allow our wrath and our doubting to interfere with the all-inclusivity of Christian witness. We must include everyone in our witness. It is understood that there are people that will not accept our witness. Now there are laws that will not allow us to witness as we ought. And we have to pray about that. We have to pray for those in authority who we know oppose ourselves. We must pray, pray, pray for all, for all, for all. We must witness as we are given occasion to all, to all, to all. We must remember that Christ Jesus gave himself a ransom for all, for all, for all, not just for those who have become special in heaven received him. But our job particularly is to reach back out into that lost domain from whence we were rescued and rescue the perishing. Rescue the perishing. Christ gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time, Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6. My friend, are you witnessing to all? Are you praying for all? Have you remembered that God wants all to be saved? Have you remembered that Christ gave himself a ransom for all? The all-inclusivity nature of Christian witness. The all-inclusive nature of Christian witness. The all-inclusive nature of Christian witness. Let us pray to Heavenly Father. Thank you for the word all, for it included me. Thank you for the word all, for it included me. And had not the word all been used, I may have been excluded. My family may have been excluded. My nation may have been excluded. My tribe may have been excluded. Thank you, Father God, for the all-inclusive nature of Christian witness, and particularly, thank you for the all inclusive nature of the ransom of Christ giving himself a ransom for all. And I pray for all that are in authority, for kings, and for all people everywhere. I pray for every nation, every tribe, every continent, every individual, everyone. I pray for all, for all, for all, for all, that all may be saved. I pray for all, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen and amen. This is light to guide our feet. The 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church.
For your faithfulness, it's your time.